Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Most of us haven't had surgery, and even if we had, no robots were likely involved. But that is changing. Recently, one robot-assisted surgery really stood out when a robot precisely drilled a hole in the skull.
That in itself wasn't remarkable, except that it took just 2.5 minutes compared to the human surgeon's 2 hours. This was a game changer.
Robot-assisted surgery is now used in orthopedics, obstetrics, otolaryngology, and other specialties. The main reason is that it helps cut down surgical and recovery time, results in fewer errors, and costs less.
In the case of neurosurgery, cutting down the time that a hole is open in a patient's skull lowers the risk of infection. The drill is computer-controlled and is guided by a two-dimensional CT scan that can create a 3D image of the area.
The surgeon then indicates where the hole should be made, as well as the axis, radius, and depth, and then the software calculates the ideal path for the drill to take. The path includes a margin of safety around all important structures that must be avoided.
Safety features include an emergency off switch in case of a difficulty, such as an alert from a sensor indicating a nerve is nearby.
The drill was tested on plastic blocks, then on a cadaver skull. When compared with a manual drill, the robotic drill was more accurate and 50 times faster.
The bonus is the robotic drill is relatively inexpensive, at less than $100,000, and is already headed for production. It's among the growing field of robot-assisted surgery, which no doubt will help improve patient outcomes.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.